Beis Shavat, Tuesday the 28th of January, by Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Tefillin.
Morning, it's always good to be back again.
Ruchim
Aboim, for those that are here and those that are listening in. Mitzvahs, there's always a klal, kol yoyim yu benecho kachadoshim. Every day should be fresh. The certain mitzvahs which we do every day, it's difficult that we should have this feeling of kol yoyim benecho kachadoshim. The only yitzah is, if we've got some new esayres, some new insights in the chashivas of the mitzvah, then it helps us that we can approach the mitzvah with a fresh start. I'd like to speak today about the union of tefillin. Some of us, without going into the ages of those that are here, have been wearing tefillin 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, perhaps even 60 years, perhaps even plus. A frischkeit in tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah which we were told about even before Yitzis Mitzrayim, at the end of this week's Parsha, Kadosh Vayi Kiviyachol. An interesting point in Halacha about tefillin. When did Yidden stop wearing tefillin in Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim, in the 40 years of Midbar, what's the problem? It could be Mora. The word, it doesn't say, it wasn't one of the things which are listed out in Mora. But there's a basic problem. What in tefillin there's four parshas. Shema v'yishmei kadosh v'yikiviyacho. Kadosh v'yikiviyacho is in this week's parasha. Shema is in v'eschanan. And v'yim shema is in Eker, which is Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah was given to Klal Yisrael then in 40 years. So it's in other words like this. The second two parshas, they only got at the end of the 40 years of Midbar. El and Mai, they're going to wear just two parshas. Mishnah says in Menachos that the four parshas of Akiv Zezer. So if the four parshas of Akiv Zezer, what did they do? Does it mean that did they put on tefillin straight away as soon as they managed to learn how to make tefillin or not? So there's a few interesting shitters about this.
They didn't do kompis.
They brought straight away. So they could have done first of all, they did kompis on Mitzrayim. The first year after Mitzrayim, they did kompis. After they couldn't have been in the Hanami. If they couldn't, they couldn't. Well, the question is, when did they start wearing tefillin? Is the Marbitin basically Kim Shai Yisaidus Peik Lamed Zayin says Metapashtas in Nochanama, they only started wearing tefillin at the end of the 40 years. So now there was a whole 40 years of it, but Mishkaton didn't wear tefillin. They didn't have the parshas yet. There's a sefer, which is Miyuchas L'Rashbo Menuchas. It's commonly understood, or that it's from Tosfos Rit. He takes says like this: they in Ochanama, they already had those two parshas straight away. Shmavim Shrev, it wasn't part of Torah yet. So in other words, like this, they were given. The Rebbein Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu these two parshas, and they took these two parshas and Torah. It wasn't yet part of Torah. In Mishnah Torah, it came part of Torah, but they already were aware of the two parshas. Be'etzim, Shmavim say that they didn't know about Shmavim Shemayas Tamashveh. Shmaz Kabbalah's Machu Shemayim, Oyim Shemayas Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So to say that they didn't have, they weren't aware of Shema Yisrael, a certain Yidin like they don't know anything more than Shema Yisrael. But Shema Yisrael, that's the basis of our belief. And one of the Rabbi Nishalim, Kabbalah's Machu Shemayim, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So they knew about the Pasha, it wasn't the Chedek of Teir. Ken Zayn. You can also argue a point that when you say that the four parshas of Ma'akiv Zezer, if you have four parshas, if you haven't got four parshas at the moment, I've only got two, Kenzan, you can be able to two parshas. So Kenzan, the whole 40 years of Midbar, that's just two parshas. There's an interesting chidush din. It's written from the Gain Eilam that was killed in the Mechoma from the Polish Gedolim of Menachem Zemba. He had the son called Rabbi Yehuda Leib, and he was Niftar Sabocha, he was Niftar of 1920, Agon Eilam, Chaimayz Bachiezer says, Chaimayz Bachiezer, Nishenken Klein Eilam, Nach Yeren says, Vati mecha kimnish gazen yaks askoma to the safe which brought out the ksovim from the son of Nachum. Remember, Mamisha Ilu Nifla were waiting to see Gdolis and Tzus, he was Nifta very young. In his B'mitzvah drosha, he's got a chidush hazeh. There's a machalikas tanoim, where's the makor that you need four parashas? So some learn from the fact it says three times the Tetofis. And once the Tetofis is, it is molit, so four parashas. There's a machalikas of Rekiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where is the makor of the four parashas? So Meili says, what's the nafkamin on the Gemara? I'm ganz machlekes. We learn from this posse, we learn that posse. So you've got to interesting to cheshbet. If you learn that the word titofis itself means four, how's titofis mean tat? The Rashi at the end of the parasha, tat means two, and pat is another two different languages.
What's
the translation of titofis? Some learn it's an ornament. Some Rishonim learn it's an ornament. Some Rishonim in the past, some learn it's an ornament. But Rashi brings down in Afriki, quote you, the Lufna Rashi, Rashi says like this. Tat bekasvi stein, pat beafriki stein. That's one shot in the Gemara. Agav, what does it mean? That the Torah's got foreign words, the Torah's got words of Africa, and the Torah's got words of different languages. So the Amiridiki is sov from Shalach Kodesh. Amiridiki the Rashi. Stam Taitan Rashi. Shalach Kodesh says, Pshat Azay, that Be'etzem, Tchilis Abri, everything was Loshan HaKodesh. At the time of Deir Afloga, everything was split up into 70 countries and 70 languages. So some words of Loshan HaKodesh found their way into other languages. Mamela, it's not pshat, is that forget the Torah is telling us other languages. There's certain words of Lashon HaKodesh that found the way. So we don't know what the word Tetovas means, but we do know that in Africa that they use the Lashon Tat, and over there it means two, and Pat also means in different languages too. So Hasei, we can work out from the fact that we know what these other languages mean, and certain words of Lashon HaKodesh found the way into Lashon HaKodesh, as they left the Shalach HaKodesh Pshat. So there's a machlokes, where do you know four? So some learn that we learn from the word titovas itself means four, is maramza four. And some learn that the fact that it says three times titovas, once it's, there's a ribbon. There's also some of nachnem, zem amoedek and afkimina. If the word titovas itself means four, then in other words, in Mitzrayim, in Pashav Kadosh, Vekiviach had already told that it needs to be four. Memelekemenish learn, you can have tefillin with just two parashim, not four parashim. The Makim says, hey, we know there has to be four. If you learn it's the fact that three times Tetofis and the second time is a ribui, so kumte in this parsha state not Tetofis. So as far as they're concerned, as long as we just have the parsha of Kadosh Vekiviach, can't have two parshas, we're good enough. Later on, when you've got the other two parshas, don't state not tzvei mul Tetofis, so then we know it means four. So it's an afkemen ladina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where they midbar two, when they only had two parshas, do you still say that you need all four parshas? Because all parshas ma'akas are there, but it depends on the translation what the word Tetovas means. So Kumtayis Devarim got three shitters. Rabbit learns that they only had in Midbar the Taka didn't put on tefillin. The sages from Yuchas Lashbos says they were aware of this parsha wasn't the chedik of Torah, and according to the son of Nachum Zember, the Taka had tefillin with two parshas. And two parashas, and it wasn't. And at that point, it depends on the machlekes tanoim whether two parashas were then whether it's ma'akas there established. Tzvei hoisofis davot from Shulik Diskin. Shulik Diskin says that there's a nusach in Hishanis that we say yikocha imam mavirim. He's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, so yikocha imam mavirim, and he says taych yikocha imam mavirim yikocha zeh letfilin. So that when they went through Kriyas Yamsuf, they already had the tefillin with them. He says that night of Pesach, Sadova Niflo, what he says, the night of Pesach, after the Shechnik on Pesach, they took the skins and they made tefillin out of it. How they could do it all in one night without any modern day machine, I don't know. But already when they went out of Mitzrayim, they took Yikoch Im Mavirim, they already took the tefillin with them when they went out of Mitzrayim. Achidashim Shulek. There's a Rai from the Medrash, that the Medrash says, the Medrash in Shlach Lecha. Chaim, in the parsha tzitzis, v'oslem tzitzis. So Chaim quotes a medrash, Yalkut, it says as follows, that after the mice of Mekoshish in parsha Shlach Lecha, so Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rebbeinu and said like this, during the whole week they're wearing tefillin, they've got a zeicha of keeping Torah mitzvah, and it's Shem Ficha. But on Shabbos, where there's no zeicha of tefillin, that's why Mekoshish was Oivis Aveira, because it was Shabbos, he didn't have the mitzvah of tefillin to remind him of keeping mitzvahs. So what should we do? So Rabbeinu said, Voslem tzitzis, they should make tzitzis. So he quotes a medrash. So according to this Chazal, his wife says, Klaw, that in Midbar, on the Pasha Mekesha was stated at the beginning of the 40 years of Midbar, the Shabbos Yishayim, the Red Yoiva, the Pasha Mekesha was stated after Matan Torah. So in this Yalkut, that the Chaim HaKadosh quotes, that one of the reasons of giving tzitzis was to on Shabbos to replace tefillin when they didn't have tefillin is mavur that according to that the Sheinah Mekoy from the Medrash that the midrash they did have tefillin. Sakdoma, posh chilik halacha, a few interesting ideas. When did they start wearing tefillin? Did they wear bichlal in midbar? When did they start in midbar? How did they manage without four parshah? Chilik Agod, there's a posuk, shteit azay, in Parshki Sova, shteit, v'ro kol ameoz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. Everyone will see, the ameoz will see shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorim imeka. So as even to learn Gaviyem, we'll have had to remember the Gemara, as, what's happening? Shem Hashem nikra lecha, tefillin shebarayish. Tefillin shebarayish. Tefillin shebiyad can be covered. Most people attack a makbid, attack it to cover tefillin shel yad, because tefillin yad should be covered, but tefillin shebiyad should not be covered. In the mele, shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorim imeka. In tefillin shebiyad, you've got the sheen. So it goes, tefillin shebiyad, shem Hashem nikra lecha, tefillin shebiyad. So there's a story with the Shevas Mezotim Rishak Zarya. In the olden days, you have to go from one village to the next. You used to, with a horse and wagon, and this guy, Balagola, but his business was to take people from one town to another town. Between two certain towns was a forest, and everyone was scared to go through this forest. The bandits in the forest. So they used to have to go, a whole convoy, they used to go together, with a shame in the front, shame at the back, and then it was safe to go through. Is Shagasai once had to go from one village to the next. At the time, the convoy used to go twice, two or three times a week, whenever it was. And Shagasai had to go in the middle of the week. And everyone was scared to go, scared for their lives. So Shagasai says, come with me, it'll be all right. Safe passage, it'll sein gut. Shagasai sat there, and they went through, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. The wagon driver said to the Balagola, said to Shagasai, what's the sight over here? So he says, they push it. During the day, I wear my tefillin the whole day, and Chazal say, "Ro kalamot shem shem nikra lecha v'yom bek." If you wear tefillin shabroish, then no one's scared. So the Balagola says, "I've got new niche in the market. I can advertise that I go even without the convoy, whatever you want, as long as it's during the day, I'll go through. I'll be safe." So he put his tefillin on and he took people through, and just about got out alive to be able to tell over the story. They came back to Shagasai later, what happened? So Shagasai said, Shatazay. The Chazal says, Ro kalam shem shem nikolechem el tvin shabarosh. Shtenish tvin shal horosh. Tvin shabarosh means if someone internalizes the lessons and the yusaitas of tvilin in inkop shabarosh, then you've got the school of tvilin. Or the actual fact that you happen to be wearing tvilin, that school alone is not a shmeg. Shtenish el tvin shal horosh. El tvin shabarosh, if you internalize it. What tefillin is supposed to remind us about? It's supposed to remind us about the Dalapasha, it's supposed to remind us about Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the Limudim of tefillin. Then, if someone internalizes all the lessons of tefillin, it's tefillin shebarosh, and that's how he leads his life the whole day, and even at night when he's not wearing tefillin, he internalizes the lessons of tefillin, such a person is Zeicha, Baruch Olam Hashem Hashem Nikolech V'Yorim Mecca. What does the Torah tell us about tefillin? So the Torah tells us, "Leman tia toyes Hashem beficha." It's interesting. Most people have got a minig that before they put on tefillin, they say "Ganz hinni mechaven." Ahol Arichas. We know that there's a basic machlekes in the Gemara with the mitzvah tzichas kavona, ein tzichas kavona. Machlekes tanoi. Is a makiv, is it not makiv? But even if we say that tzichas kavona, again back to Abbas Lomdus, tzichas kavona means I've got to be aware I'm doing a mitzvah. But tamei mitzvah doesn't usually feature. And zichem not like avada zin to know tamei a mitzvah. But the machlekes tzichas kavona in tzichas kavona, do I have to be aware b'shas I do a mitzvah I'm doing rotzon avodah or not? That this is a mitzvah which I'm commanded to do. The man dom tzichas kavona, it's ma'akev in the kiyum a mitzvah. I've got to be aware I'm doing a mitzvah. Man dom eis tzichas kavona, it's not ma'akev in the kiyum a mitzvah. But tamei a mitzvah don't usually feature. Tefillin is a whole arichas. Aliyad connect alev, alarish connect amayach, ayam sarichas. And it's not just time an IP which found its way into the Siddur. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simuch of Eza, I can't tell you, it's a Chabam Manich Oslam. Not Mamish the whole Nusach, but Pach Say Yeh, so this Nusach, you Chabam Manich Oslam, what's Vilna Shiyad, and what's Vilna Shibarish, the whole Simuch of Aruch. So the Bach says a Chidush Din, that where the Torah says Laman, then one's Mechuyiv to be Mechavan, why I'm doing the Mitzvah, what the Mitzvah is supposed to remind us about. And there's three places in the Torah where this is negated to. Negated tzitzis, leman tzitzis kubasitzem. Negated tfil leman tzitzis, shem ficho. And it's negated sukkah leman yidu yisechem. So the Bach says that in these three places, since the Torah says leman, when you're doing this mitzvah, I want to help you for something. I want to remind you for something. Whether it's in tzitzis, whether it's in tfil, whether it's in sukkah, that's taka wichtig, not just to think that I'm doing a mitzvah, but tamah mitzvah. There's a vod prima godim, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Ches, Sipkot and Yutes says that b'di'evad, it's not ma'akim. That means even according to the Bach, that the Bach says that where the Torah says a reason, I've got to be mechavim for the tamei amitzah as well, it's nish ma'akim. But it's not just tamei piyut. The idea of tefillin is that the Rabbi Shem wants that we should learn something from it. The Rabbi Shem wants, and that's why the mitzvah was given lemaam. Leman tiyas Hashem beficha batfil. What does it mean, Leman tiyas Hashem beficha? The pasuk says as follows: V'hoya lo'is al yodcha lezikor meinenecha shil shiav shoreish. Leman tiyas Hashem beficha. In order that tiyas Hashem beficha, ki biyodcha zoket tzicha Hashem mitzray. So Rashi learns that the pasuk means that yitzis mitzrayim is lo'is. The man tears Hashem. The Ramban learns the man tears Hashem beficha. The Ramban learns like this: that beyod chazaka through tefillin, we remind ourselves that we came out of Mitzrayim, and by coming out and by remembering that we came out of Mitzrayim, it will help that tears Hashem beficha. So in other words, Be'etzim according to the Ramban, the posuk Zabisa Shleila said that means hoylei zayodcha to remind you kibyod chazaka tziacha. And the more you remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's the cornerstone, that's the yisaid of our kima mitzvahs. And if Hashem kept Yitzis Mitzrayim, we've taken out the Mitzrayim, so we're Abdi Hashem. If we're Abdi Hashem, then we've got to keep his mitzvahs. So it's as if the Pasuk would say, Zikome Necho, Kibyot Chazok Yitzis Mitzrayim, because in the parashas of Tefillin, we mentioned, in all the four parashas we mentioned, in the parashas, in the Kachvik Eviyach HaKopon, we don't mention Nishma v'Mishmei Yitzis Mitzrayim. But Kibiyot Chazok Yitzis Mitzrayim Kajvi Gviyacho, we speak about Yitzis Mitzrayim. And through remembering and internalizing the lesson of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that helps us to Yitzis Mitzrayim. We find an interesting thing with Tefillin. V'hoyu lo'is al yodcho, titovos bein nechho. The yad connect on the, it's connected the lathe. Yodcho is written in the second parasha, is written not Yudalad final chof, it's written Yudalad chof hey. And Chazal learned from there Alocha Yad Keir, the weak hand. So he put tefillin on the left hand. Why did he put tefillin on the left hand? Normally we know that the right is more important. Hakek, there's a lot of mitzvahs a person should do that. You try and do it with your right hand, left your left hand. Unless you're left-handed, but normally you do everything with the right hand. Some people are makri even when they give tzedakah to try and do it with the right hand. It's a mitzvah with my right hand. Whatever you do, you try and do it with your right hand. So it's fun. Why do you put on the left hand? So one of the halachas is connected to the leiv. So Kliyoki has got an idea that Zokta, we put on tefillin yad kaya connected to the leiv. And then the roish is also interesting halacha. Where do we put tefillin shoroish? Bein einecha. So the tzukim hold bein einecha with man between your eyes. We know because on nishas it's on the head, parallel to bein einecha. So why did Torah say bein einecha? So Kliyoki says that the einayim and the leiv are the two main evorim which control a person. The einayim and the leiv sesura de chet leisurach elavavcha nachinechem. What you think is that's what you see. What you see that's makes you think. Well, it's both ways out. So the einayim and the leiv. There's a pasuk in Mishli Tnobni Libchali Benecha Dak Tzrena. Think Berach Hazayim pasuk. So the Rabbeinu quotes on Yishalmi. If the einayim and the leiv are mine, then. That means if a person focuses himself, a person controls, a person is prepared that the naim and the lev should be just what the Rebbeinu wants of us, then, Antili, I know that you're one of my people. So the naim and the lev are the two main evorim which create that a person should do or not do what he's supposed to do. So we put tefillin on the yad keya, which is connected to the lev, and tefillin is being in lecha, connected to the naim. In Kliyoki there's another pshat, another instant pshat. He says like this, we've got to imagine that we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shviz Hashem Negdi Somet. If I'm standing facing the Rebbeinu Shem Kiviyochel, then my left hand is connected to the right hand of the Rebbeinu Shem. We've got to realize that whatever we do in life, we can't do anything. We've got a Yad Keya. It looks as if we're manipulating, it looks as if we're doing things, but really, who's the keich of everything? Who gives us the power? Who's the one that controls them? That's the Rebbeinu Shleilem. So by focusing, it's as if we're stressing like this, my yad, which I'm doing, is only a yad keich, it's a weak hand. The main keich comes from the Rebbeinu Shleilem. It's an interesting idea. It's as if I'm standing opposite the Rebbeinu Shleilem, and by focusing on my yad, that even when I'm using my yad is a yad keich. I've got to try and do a shtadlus, I've got to try and do certain things, but the main kayak behind everything is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is the Rebbeinu Shleilam's kayak. So by focusing on my left hand, which is the Yad Kayak, and realize I'm standing opposite the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the Shvi'is Hashem Negdi Somet, it's as if I'm attributing that my kayak has garnished, and everything depends on the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So there's a couple of interesting ideas. In the yad and the lev, and as we mentioned earlier, in the tefillin shevarish, if we internalize all these ideas of tefillin, it helps us to realize that we've got the einayim the shmira, what we watch, what we see through einayim, what our lev wants. To be mishabed the lev, to be mishabed the mayach, to the Rabbi Yishleilam, to be mishabed the einayim to the Rabbi Yishleilam, and realizing that even when we're busy, with our yodayim, and we're doing things, we've got to realize our hands is only yad keya, and the main keya is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. With tefillin, there's another halacha which the person has to have a guf noki. Physically, he has to have a clean guf. People that sometimes got problems with cleanliness or problems, stomach problems, don't always have it easy with tefillin and takapota. If you can't, you can't. In Chasam Sefer Da Chidush Nifla about Gufnoki. There's a famous story in the Gemara in Shabbos, Elisha Val Knafai. There was a time the Romans made a gezeira of not wearing tefillin, and he was caught. He could see a Roman soldier coming down, and he was wearing his tefillin, so he straight away took up his tefillin, and he wrapped them round, and he made them Val Knafai. That's how some people got a minute when they tie up the tefillin shel roish, like Knofayim, to the side, like Kampayena. And the Romans ask him, so the Chasam Sefer in Chedushim and Shabbos ask the Kasha, that l'chayre, if a person's doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah's making. If you're not doing it, there's a special hagon, a special schus if you do a mitzvah, so l'chayre should have kept the tefillin on. And by keeping the tefillin on, that would help him as the schus ha-mitzvah on negen zayin of them, when the Romans come. He needs to know whatever happens. So l'chayev, no nachkim, they caught him, they'd seen him doing it. So why did he dafke? And he put the whole thing up, just kampiyon in my hand. So you should have kept the tefillin on in front of Mother. Excuse what to say. Save everything with bringing this him and caught him red handed, so to speak. So what was the? Why did he take his tefillin off? So from save our nifla in tefillin is an inif from aguf noki. Aguf noki doesn't just mean my intestines, my kishkas, my bowels. It has to be a guf noki. So the guf noki saying sheker is a stealer to guf noki. He based himself on the Rama, based Yosem to Rambam. But once in Bes Yosem and Rambam haven't yet found it in Gams and Klor, or in Mishnah Berurah and Simon Lam and Zion does quote Bes Yosef, which Chassam Seif says, come over Bes Yosef and Rambam. But in Simon Lam and Zion, Mishnah Berurah does quote a similar Bes Yosef, not Mamish the way Chassam Seif quotes him. That the Guf Noki, if somebody did a limud, the Guf Noki in Pshat is not just that the Negev to Nikicha Paim of Balevav doesn't just refer to something. As I say, to a person who's got problems with the stomach, zot that a chelik of the guf noki is my mouth is clean. Mameila zot tazeh, he knew he'd have to say a sheker, so he didn't want to say a sheker with a tefillin on. Some people are makbuk b'chalam not to speak when they've got tefillin on. Divrei chayil, but to say a sheker with tefillin, that's a steer to guf noki. Mameila felt that the mayoniyeh, if I've got to say a sheker over here, it's with mutal shukuk nefesh. But saying a sheker with tefillin on, it's a steer to Guvnoki. So he felt it was safer taking his tefillin off and saying a sheker. Says it's safer in the chiddush. That's sugin Shabbos. So it's a new concept. What says tefillin? That tefillin can be makalish a person. Tefillin elevates a person to realize that when we're wearing tefillin, we connect ourselves to the Rabbi Nishalelam. Rabbi Shalom wears tefillin as well, whatever that should mean. We meyachad the Rabbi Shalom in tefillin. It's also Gemara at the beginning of Brochas. We meyachad the Rabbi Shalom, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we're prepared to commit ourselves totally to keeping mitzvahs, matzitz Hashem Ficha, the name, the late to the Rabbi Shalom, and connect and say the Rabbi Shalom is meyachad, Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Brochas, what's written in the Rabbi Shalom's tefillin? We can't so get a chavoret. So I once heard an instant of pshat, just like there's an Issa Hesach Hadas, the pshat you're wearing tefillin, you shouldn't be Masir Das. You can't always think about tefillin, if you're in the middle of davening or learning, you can't think about tefillin. You shouldn't think about other things. So there's an arichas in Bialoch, what's going to be the Gedom Hesach Hadas. But Kuponim, just like there's in Hesach Hadas, if the Rabbi Shem was wearing tefillin, then the Rabbi Shem is not going to see a das from Klal Yisrael. So I made a chizit to us. V'ri'isses achayra aposim kisisa fon alei ro, the Rabbi Shem showed Moshe Rabbeinu is wearing tefillin. I think it's also about from Sefer, heard similar from Menal Zachin and Ruch, I think it's printed in Nachalis Eliezer. As just like we're not Masir Das from our tefillin, and we're not Masir Das from the Rabbi Shalom, so when we're learning, we're not Masir Das from the Rabbi Shalom. When we're not Masir Das from the Rabbi Shalom, we don't have to be not Masir Das from tefillin. We're not Masir Das from the Rabbi Shalom. So as much as we're not Masir Das from the Rabbi Shalom, when the Rabbi Shalom is wearing tefillin, the Rabbi Shalom is not Masir Das from Klal Yisrael. He looks at us many times as if we don't know. Things happen in life, tragedies, locally, nationally, international. There's a lot of things going on which we don't understand. We've got to be ma'amim. It's also another nekut in our tefillin, realizing that the Rabbi Shem was never Masir Das from Klal Yisrael. We don't always see it. Tefillin Shel Yad is even when the matzav is the kitzes and meshchachma in Pashas. I'm basing myself on meshchachma in Pashas Shmoyis. Tefillin Shel Yad is a matzav even when things are covered over that we don't see Klohan Hogas Abayir. The Rabbi Shem is always there. Tefillin Shereis is a matzav of Goli. When everyone sees Klola and Hogab the Rabbi Nishalayim, we're now in a matzav of Tvil Nishal Yad, Hest upon him. So many things that happen that we don't understand. But if we live with this ideal, that just like we're not going to see a das from the Rabbi Nishalayim, in the Rabbi Nishalayim is thinking, the Rabbi Nishalayim is Tvil Nishal Yad, so the Rabbi Nishalayim is not going to see a das from us. Why things happen? Melet be'emuna and betochen es al tzachesed, but knowing that Rabbi Shem not Masir Daf Harega from Klal Yisrael. The more we internalize all these lessons, tefillin, we put on tefillin with an eye of frishkeit. Don't say everyone should not start putting on tefillin again this morning. Nothing wrong if you do. You're allowed to put on tefillin more than once a day. But so again with a frishkeit to tefillin, knowing the ashirus, the dimes that there are, the ashirus that there is from wearing tefillin, how tefillin can elevate a person, agufnoki, and realizing it's a chizuk in emuna, it's a chizuk in our commitment to Torah mitzvahs, mitzvah Hashem Rabbeinu should help. The Divaile, Samatza from Hester upon him. So we should soon be Zeicher to the ganze Gilui, that the whole world should realize, V'ro'o Kol Amos, Hashem Hashem Nikla Lecha V'yom Mimeka.